As always, there's a lot going on when it comes to the news in Asheville and Buncombe County, and that takes us to this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. A conversation's coming up with the Asheville Citizen-Times' Casey Blake, opinions editor and columnist. Casey, great to have you back with us again.
Thanks so much for having me, Paul.
Let's begin by talking about what's been going on with Buncombe County commissioners in a lawsuit involving a contractor named Joe Wiseman.
So this is an interesting one. It's what may be sort of the last in the saga of this huge corruption scandal and issue here in Buncombe County. Two of the top leaders who have been involved in this have already had plea deals accepted. Wanda Green, of course, the former city manager, will actually be doing court tomorrow to decide if her plea deal is accepted. But the sort of outstanding piece here is Joe Wiseman, who is a contractor with the county. And he has been accused and is currently being investigated for essentially participating in a kickback scheme, particularly with Mandy Stone and John Creighton. What's been interesting is Mr. Wiseman is actually really, really pushing back on this. I mean, he's saying essentially that he had no part in it and is even seeking damages. He is adamantly denying this, and that is really kind of making its way through the courts and still being actively investigated. So we're watching that closely.
You mentioned that Wiseman is actually challenging the commissioner's motion, and that's something that the Citizen-Times reported. I think something about Wiseman wants some $25,000. A Superior Court judge will actually hear the county's motion, and that's coming up real soon this month.
That's right. I believe January 22nd is the date that we currently have. So yeah, I mean, it certainly seems, you know, whereas the three other players in this scandal have pretty immediately come out with plea deals, or I should say four, including Wanda Green's son. But Mr. Wiseman has continued to be adamant. He had nothing to do with it, you know, no wrongdoing, and that he even seeks damages from the counties. The Wanda Green and Buncombe corruption scandal story is certainly not over. Still very active.
The biggest headline in the news most every day is one that is a nationwide story when we talk about the ongoing government shutdown. When we break it down locally there in Asheville and Buncombe County, what can you tell us?
Yeah, it's really been surprised in how big that local impact is here locally. You know, you picture Washington, D.C. when you think about the federal government. But yeah, you know, the impact here is everything from beer to nonprofits and domestic violence shelters. Everything from new beer labels not being approved, which means that, you know, our robust brewery scene might be hurting, that they can't get their new labels up and going, to local nonprofits who are extremely reliant on federal grant streams that have just been frozen. Many organizations, such as several domestic violence shelters in the rural areas, who really depend on that. And so when that federal paycheck doesn't come through, that's a really big deal. And of course, that's not even to mention the 6,000 plus federal workers here in Western North Carolina alone, and the many contractors who, of course, you know, won't receive any back pay whatsoever. So a lot of folks affected right here at home.
We've got so much to cover on this particular More to the Story. Let's move right on to Tamika Mallory, scheduled for a speaking engagement at UNC Asheville. Tamika Mallory, if someone doesn't know her background, inform us and why there may be some controversy brewing.
This has been a big debate here in the last couple of weeks. Tamika Mallory is a co-president of the Women's March. She was an organizer in 2017, so kind of rose to fame or prominence through that. She's been, you know, a very outspoken advocate for women and particularly women of color. She is scheduled to do an MLK Week address at UNCA. This is a fantastic event that the university puts on. Long story short, she has ties to several figures, namely Mr. Farrakhan, who is something of a famous or infamous anti-Semite. Said many anti-Semitic things. She has been associated with him and has refused to condemn him in really strong terms. So the Jewish community here is understandably very upset about this. We've heard sort of a range, you know, Lael Gray with the JCC has come out saying we hope that she will come here and condemn hate in a way that she hasn't. And we also ran an op-ed here recently from a man named Harry Pearson, who is essentially saying UNCA needs to uninvite her. Kind of a range of responses from the Jewish community, but, you know, a lot of concerns about how Mallory has spoken in the past about Jews and how she has refused to condemn really hateful remarks.
Martin Luther King, the holiday, of course, is very close. It is next Monday,
yes.
So the event is approaching. No word at this time from the university in any way of anything changing, as far as you know.
That's right. Yeah, the UNCA has responded to us and essentially said that inviting someone to speak is not an endorsement, that they support free speech and varied ideas. So UNCA is certainly not saying that they endorse Mallory's views, but as far as we know, she will still be here. So that will be very interesting to see that play out, and I would imagine there will be some national attention on that as well because it's gotten so much coverage.
It's WNCW's More to the Story. We're speaking with Casey Blake of the Asheville Citizen-Times. Just out, a story by the Citizen-Times about Asheville Airport and a big accomplishment for the airport in 2018.
Yes, that is a big milestone. The airport officials announced, I believe, late last week that their passengers have totaled about 1.13 million. So from what I understand, you know, that 1 million person mark is a big milestone. And I mean, it's incredible in the last few years how many direct flights have been added. The fact that you can get in a plane and go straight to D.C. or New York is, for anyone who's been here for more than, 5 or 10 years, is very exciting.
And before we conclude, Casey, I'll let you tell us about some of the other stories that you folks are working on and maybe looking ahead to.
Yeah, thank you for asking. A big just kind of breaking story that we're going to be following is this assault at the Asheville Mall. I think I'd be remiss not to mention that because it is, I believe, our most read story today. Awful case of a Black Mountain man who's accused of pushing and harming a child Saturday at the Asheville Mall. But a lot of, questions of race and how our community deals with that are being explored there, and we'll know more about that in coming days. Also, look for, in 2019, especially in these early days, look for a lot of coverage from us on development. We really want to focus on particularly what is being built, how affordable it is, things like this MHO project and other apartments going up. We really want to dig into what is being built and how well it's serving the people who actually live here. So that's going to be a big theme for us.
Casey Blake, again, opinions editor and columnist of the Asheville Citizen-Times. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Paulo. It's great to talk with you.
Past presentations of More to the Story are available at WNCW.org as a podcast. My name is Paul Foster. Make it a great day.